After last year's tournament run ended sooner than they'd hoped, the McDonald Macs entered this year's postseason with a little something extra to prove.
Welcome to Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. It's the second half of our WOGO Lady Macs and Macs doubleheader, a playoff Saturday here on WOGO Sports and Macs TV. Tonight we go to the boys' side after congratulating the girls on punching their ticket to the state tournament for the third consecutive season with a 70-48 win over Siren up at Barron. We're back in the friendly confines of McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls for a huge regional final. It is going to be a jam-packed gym here. It pits your number one seeded McDonald Central Macs against the number four seed, the Owen Withy Blackhawks. Eddie Mittermeier will try to change that three from the left corner. Aiden Misfelt left wing. Aiden show and go down the lane. High off the
nice
left.
Nice job, Aiden.
Inky, another tall pass. And Eddie comes out this time. Down the lane. Eddie hangs and hits. Oh, he went from one side of the lane to the other in the air.
Great step over.
Making the right corner. Lost control of the ball. Cannon Huss gobbles it up. Push ahead to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier stops, pops, right wing three. Rattles in. Miles Flanagan. Aiden Misfelt. Wide open. Left corner three. Drained it. Up top to Eddie. Deep three. Straight arm. Straight in. Money Mittermeier. Huss tried to slide a bounce pass down. And Sakura somehow got it in. A kick out. Aiden Misfelt for three.
Here we go. Close
that's the big
now.
One for Aiden.
That is a big one.
Huss works his way to the elbow. Back out to Keegan Galvez. Spots up a three. Drained it. It was about time for Keegan Galvez. Geldernick took it away. Geldernick down the right side of the lane. Challenge came up short. Jordan Sakura with the rebound.
Go,
what
go.
Great defensive play by Eddie Mittermeier. They'll work it out to Eddie Mittermeier. 4-3. Book it. Left wing triple for Eddie Mittermeier. He has 16. The McDonald lead is 6. Keegan Galvez back to Eddie Mittermeier. Working out the screen. Pulls up for 3. Right wing. Splash. Huss backing down on 2 defenders. Eddie Mittermeier right corner pocket for 3. Book it. Eddie Mittermeier going by his defender down the lane all the way to the rim. Beautiful
shot, Eddie.
Out the window. Cannon darts
nice
across midcourt. Cannon shoots it down to Miles Flanagan. Up and in for 2. Are they going to get a foul as well? And 1.
All right.
46-40 to make it a 3-possession game. Cannon Huss. The free throw. You bet. At the buzzer. No good. And McDonald is your regional champion. What a game here tonight in Chippewa Falls for the 8th time in the last 9 seasons. Your McDonald Mac boys win a regional crown. Your final score in Chippewa, the McDonald Macs 47, the Owen Withy Blackhawks 40.
The regional crown is theirs, and the playoff journey continues. But to advance to another sectional final, the Macs will find themselves tasked with beating a familiar foe, the Thorpe Cardinals. This is McDonald Macs Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's game time.
This is Macs Basketball.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Macs and this WIAA playoff game is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Freeze Financial Group, River Country Co-op, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now with the Macs pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO. Your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to Chippewa Falls Senior High School, site of this WIAA Division 5 sectional semifinal, pitting two foes from the Western Clover Belt Conference, your McDonald Central Max, the number one seed, against the number 11 seed, the Thorpe Cardinals. McDonald comes into this game 26-1, and they are the champions of the Western Clover Belt at 13-1. Thorpe 11-15. They lost their first four games of the season, but they've won when it matters. Three in a row, regional champions coming out of the other side of this section. Thorpe 4-10 in the regular season in conference play, finished in a tie for fifth in the Clover Belt Conference. These two teams, familiar foes, of course, they play each other twice per year. Back on January 17th, McDonald in a runaway 88-53 victors over the Cardinals. But in that game, we had it for you on WOGO Sports that decided the outright conference championship for McDonald. The Cardinals made it very, very difficult on their home floor. That was a one possession game late in the game. McDonald does pull away at the end and win 65-54. They always say it's hard to beat a team three times in a season. Can the McDonald Max boys accomplish that feat tonight and move on to a sectional final Saturday night in Amory and get one step closer to their ultimate goal? Well, when you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Real Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Real Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Real Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From basketball to hockey to wrestling and gymnastics, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit realmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. And milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. I'm Caleb Swenson. I'll be joined soon by Mark Maloney here on Max Pregame, WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming audio at WOGO.com. Watch and listen to tonight's broadcast via Max TV. Thank you to Val and the live stream crew. Dawson Halverson back at the Wogo home base in Halley, keeping things running smoothly. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling. We'll break down this matchup more, look at McDonald's regional final win and the last two times these teams collided as well. That's all ahead in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself. Ow! Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... Call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to Max Pregame here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Looking briefly here at the last time McDonald was out. They have a little time off from that Saturday night thrilling regional final win over Owen Withy to tonight here on Thursday at Chippewa Falls High School for the sectional semi. In that game on Saturday night, Eddie Mittermeier with 24 points, a blistering 6 of 10 from downtown. He was 9 of 16 from the field overall, 2 of 2 from the foul line, 2 rebounds, didn't have an assist but had 2 steals. Aiden Misfelt, 10 points, 2 of 4 from downtown, 2 of 4 from the free throw line, 2 assists and 7 rebounds. Cannon Huss didn't have a field goal in that game but had 7 points. He was 0 of 3 from 3-point range, 0 of 8 from the field, but 7 of 8 critical free throws, 8 rebounds, 4 assists and 2 steals. Keegan Galvez with 4 points, 6 rebounds, Miles Flanagan, 2 points, and 5 boards. In that game, only 5 McDonald players scored. It was a slog, Mark Maloney, against Owen Withy, and that was the team you knew was going to be very formidable, and McDonald got the job done on Saturday night.
Yes, again, I relate to those guys as a good football team that was very senior-oriented, just like this Thor team is. We've already seen these guys twice. But, again, they're very senior-laden and very athletic. And I think the McDonald boys, are going to try and get out there and see if they can't beat them for the third time. That's always tough to do.
It's very tough to do. McDonald did have 9 turnovers. That's all in that last game against Owen Withy. Only 4 steals. They did have a little foul trouble. They were 35% from the field, 41%, though, from downtown. That always seems to be a recipe for success for these McDonald boys. Well, a great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants and would like to give back to the game that means so much to them. Becoming a high school game official gives you the opportunity to get involved, get in shape, and help teach the game to young people. Signing up is easy. To become a WIAA licensed official, go online at WIAAWI.org to apply and become a WIAA licensed official. Message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. And why do teenagers play high school sports? Some participate for a sense of purpose, some play to inspire others, and some for the friendships they develop. Very few mention they participate to get an athletic scholarship because they know that less than 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. Whatever the reason for playing, student athletes enjoy all the benefits of participation, including making better decisions. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. We'll step out for 3.5 minutes and be back with head coach Adam Schilling of the Max. We were unable to catch up with head coach Scott Horn of Thorpe, but we'll talk with Coach Adam Schilling in 3.5 here on WOGO Sports and Max TV as Max playoff pregame continues here in the sectional semifinal back in 3.5.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing. Year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona at Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Top of the morning to ya. Looking to get a 3-clover deal this St. Patty's Day? Well, lads, come to SoCop's Meat Market, where our butchers are offering smoked bacon, catfish fillets, haddock and cod loins, and beautiful ribeye steaks. This St. Patty's Day, no blarney. Corned beef at $5.29 a pound. God bless you and your kin this St. Patty's Day from SoCop's Meat Market on 624 North Bridge Street in Chippewa Falls, where the squeaky door welcomes a friend evermore.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Welcome back to Max Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV. WIAA Division 5 sectional semifinal. Your McDonald Central Max against a familiar foe, the Thorpe Cardinals. And coach, you've seen this Thorpe team twice already this year. They're kind of at the point at the end of the season and again tonight where they can play really loose because no one really is expecting them to win. And that's really helped them as an 11 seed roar through this playoff so far.
Yeah, I think, you know, to go on the road and win three games in a row is a pretty big feat, and they were able to accomplish that. So, we know that they got some good scores, and they're a dangerous team, and we'll have to play our best game tonight.
When you saw them last time, it was kind of a slog through mud in that game, and it was, again, a 1-2 possession game late in it. What do you take away from that game? Is it saying we didn't play the way we're supposed to, or are you seeing a lot of improvements from this Thorpe team?
I think they've improved. They're obviously playing better than the first time we played them. Playing on the road over there sometimes is a tough place to shoot, and we didn't shoot very well, but our defense is something that we talked about after the game as not being at the level we needed it to be. So defensively today, I expect that to be up a couple levels from where we played them last, and we'll see where that leaves us.
Of course, an emotional win, winning that regional championship. So proud of these boys and what they accomplished. Is it kind of nice to be able to have almost a full week of practice here so you can just kind of refocus on this next game?
Yeah, for sure. Getting to the sectionals is a big deal, so it's nice to celebrate that regional championship for a couple days and then get back in the gym and have some practice time to work on your next opponent. So just trying to keep everything in perspective. We're lucky to still be playing. I think it's a lot of kids and teams wish they were playing at this point, so just want everybody to enjoy the moment and try to make the most of it.
Coach, we're looking forward to this one. We have been all week. Thanks so much for your time. We'll talk to you afterward.
Great. Thank you for coming out.
Head coach Adam Schilling back after this with your player introductions and tip-off. This is Max Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
We serve to serve again. Wirzgalla Company.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up three positions: a night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential, maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Oven Works pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Continuing to break it down, Max pregame here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. WIAA Division 5 sectional semi live from Chippewa Falls High School. Your number one seed in McDonald Central, Max, 26-1 on the year against the number 11 seed, the Thorpe Cardinals. They are 11-15 on the season, but Mark Maloney, you just can't sleep on this Thorpe team. It's so hard to beat somebody three times in a year.
It is, and every time we played them, they've gotten better and better and better, and obviously they're playing good basketball right now to advance this far into the playoffs.
When you look at the last two times these teams met, the first one was a runaway from McDonald. They led by 13, 46, 33 at the half, and then won 88-53 going away. In that game, Cannon Huss had 23 points, 11 rebounds, 22 points for Eddie Mittermeier. He was 6 of 9 from downtown in that game, added 6 assists. Keegan Galvez with 16 points and 5 boards in that game. Again, a lot of players got into the game for McDonald. They also shot 11 of 19 from 3. The story kind of changed the second time. It was tough for McDonald on the road at Thorpe. They were just 7 of 22 from long range. Did take 22 free throws, made 16 of them. That made a big difference. Eddie Mittermeier had 17, but he had to work. He was 2 of 11 from downtown. Cannon Huss had 25 and 11 in that game. Aiden Misfeldt had 14 points, 5 rebounds. But, I mean, they really needed everybody on that team, as it was a quieter shooting game for Eddie, and that's part in the defense, part the court they were playing on. And partly, too, as you mentioned, Thorpe is getting better and better, and they're streaking now.
Yes, and, you know, now we're here on, you know, a little bigger atmosphere here. I don't think the court's any bigger. It might be a little bit longer. But, it's a lot more open atmosphere, let's say, than playing up at the Thorpe Gym. And, again, that was a lot of pressure on the kids there. They needed to win that game in order to take the conference championship outright. So, you know, there's pressure there. There's pressure tonight. But, you know, tonight's more of a, you know, give it everything you got type of a game, right? It's one and done. So you know that these kids are going to play their hearts out on both sides of the floor.
Well, we're going to take a 60-second break and be back with the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend. Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, back in 1 minute. It's almost game time here on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Pre-game here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mark Maloney, the honor, as always, is yours. What does McDonald have to do to beat Thorpe three times in the same season?
I've been thinking about this all week, Caleb, and I think they need to come out strong, and they need to be hot. We need Eddie to stay hot. He needs to hit the threes right away. We need Cannon to stay hot. We need all these guys to contribute here. They know what they're up against. So defensively, they know they got to keep their eye on Aiden Rosemeyer. They got to keep their eye on Brady Stewart. You know, and Logan Hanson will hurt them too. So they know what to do defensively. We need to take care of the ball offensively and stay hot.
Thorpe usually has four guys who score maybe five. Usually those four guys score in double figures. We've got game time next here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Back after this, the player introductions and the tip-off from this sectional semifinal right after this on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Those were your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls, the dealer where you'll find a friend. Back next.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools is committed to the formation of your child, mind, body, spirit, and community. A learning environment where Christ is honored and welcome.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education at McDonnell. That's the Mac way. Income-based free tuition programs close April 20th, so enroll your child today.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Game time here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Starting lineups being introduced in this WIAA Division 5 sectional semifinal. Starting with the Thorpe Cardinals, 5'10". The quarterback from the football team, Aiden Rosemeyer, number 5, 14.7 points per game, second on the team from the guard position. Logan Hanson, who had 17 the last time against the Max, he averages 9.5 points per game, the 5'11 guard, number 10. Brady Stewart's their leading scorer, 15.1 points per game, the forward, number 12, 6'3". Then Denzel Sutton, 5'9", guard, number 20, 8.1 points per game. And Evan Hain rounds out the starting five for head coach Scott Horn. Hain is number 22, a forward, averaging 3.9 points per game. On the other side, for your McDonald Central Max boys, 5'11 senior guard Aiden Misfelt, number one. He leads the team in assists, third in points at 9.3 per game. Eddie Mittermeier, their leading score by 0.3 points over Cannon Huss, 5'11 senior guard number three. Eddie has hit 118 threes this season. He's second on the team in assists. Keegan Galvez, 6'5 senior forward number 22, 6.7 points, 4.1 rebounds. for Keegan. Jordan Secor, the 6'2" sophomore guard, number 24, 2.4 points and 2.0 rebounds. And Cannon Huss, the 6'3" senior guard forward combo, number 33. He does a lot for this team. 21.4 points per game, 9.5 rebounds per game. He leads the team in that category. Adam Schilling, fifth year at the helm of this varsity program for McDonald, a record of 93 wins versus 37 losses, a 72% winning percentage. Thorpe is clad in their white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the crimson numerals and lettering and the black piping. White outlines, red accents on the shorts as well. McDonald resplendent in their traveling royal blue tops and bottoms, white numerals, white lettering, gold piping, and the gold and white accents on the shorts. It'll be Cannon Huss jumping at midcourt, and he will jump against 5'11 Logan Hansen. So you wonder if maybe right away Thorpe might concede this tip.
We'll see.
Huss wins the tip, retrieved by Keegan Galvez, and McDonald will move left to right with Eddie Mittermeier across that CF insignia at midcourt. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Cannon Huss sneaks back to
it. Nice.
A bullet pass made in Rosemeyer. That gets the scoring started.
Nice
Aiden
shot
Misfelt.
There.
There's two Aidens. 2-0 McDonald. The other Aiden, Rosemeyer, plays for Thorpe, has it up top. Goes left side, Logan Hansen. Rosemeyer swings right side to Sutton. Sutton holding above his head. Left side, Rosemeyer. He'll go in hard at the cup and tie the game. Rosemeyer with two. They gave him a little room to wiggle, and a nice touch with the left hand. Cannon Huss up top. Eddie Mittermeier driving. Baseline goes hard to the rim. Can't hit it with the left hand. Had an open path, kind of a tough angle.
Nice drive.
Brady Stewart left side. Stewart led the way with 19 points in that regional championship over Bruce, 59-38 for Thorpe. We're tied at two. The Cardinals looking for their first lead here tonight against the McDonald Max.
Max hearing a 1-3-1 zone defense. Thorpe was in a man-to-man defense.
Thorpe's going to take their time.
Yes.
And they'd rather this one be played in the 50s or lower if they can. Sutton near midcourt. Flips it back right side to Stewart. It back up top to Sutton. Aiden Rosemeyer finds a cutting Stewart just inside the foul line. Stewart at 6'3". The work to Rosemeyer. Wide open three. Left corner. Back rim. No. Rebound Eddie Mittermeier. That was a good look for the senior. Left side. Jordan Secor in the corner. Couple test dribbles. Back out to Eddie Mittermeier. Denzel Sutton tasked with staying with him. Right side. Aiden Misfeld. And Logan Hansen working off a screen. He had Keegan Galvez for a moment there. Couldn't quite get it to him. Eddie Mittermeier left wing. Against Denzel Sutton, working off a screen from Cannon Huss. Eddie driving baseline, kick it out. Jordan Secor, right corner. They'll swing out to Keegan Galvez. Galvez driving in hard between two defenders. Too strong off the glass. Came up a little bit short. Rebound to Sutton.
Good looks there.
There's
real
some angles
looks
there for McDonald attacking this defense. Left side is Stewart. Stewart into the lane. Kick over to Hansen. Hansen from 10 feet off the front of the iron. No. Cannon Huss pulls down a rebound. Now Huss wants to run. Cannon Huss taps the brakes. Right wing. Lost it up top and knocked away and stolen by Thorpe. I think not as much of a steal as just a little loss of control of the dribble there for Cannon going into his move. Two apiece, 2.5 minutes gone by here, first half in this sectional semi. Right side, Logan Hansen swings to Stewart. Stewart, good luck at a three. Right wing, back rim, no. Rebound to Eddie Mittermeier.
Everybody's getting a one shot at this basket.
Jordan Secora in the left corner. Secora drops down to Cannon Huss on Stewart. Kicks it over to Aiden Misfelt. Misfelt, jab step. Keegan Galvez rotates. The work back into the corner. Jordan Secor. Aiden Misfelt drops down to Cannon Huss. Knocked away from him. Huss scrambling for it on the floor. He's tied up. And possession's going to go to Thorpe. At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Visit ghr-ec.com. That's ghr-ec.com. We stay deadlocked at two apiece. Stewart driving in hard, trying to change that. He gets by Cannon Huss, but missed it point blank. And Huss, another rebound. Push ahead, Keegan Galvez. Galvez gets by one defender, going baseline, and his pass hit the underside of the rim and then off Keegan's chest as he was standing out of bounds. He was trying to whip it into the corner and just got up a little bit too high making that pass.
It kind of looked like he might have been debating about taking it all the way to the hoop. But
Stewart flips it over to Sutton. It's been a while since we've had a bucket as each team scored on their opening possession. 14-28 and counting to go here in this sectional semi. And this pace, this score, suits Thorpe more so than McDonald.
Yes.
Right side, Stewart. Sutton between the wheels. Left wing feed, that's Hain, Evan Hain. Drop over to Aiden Rosemeyer against Jordan Sikora. Sutton up top.
Thorpe's going to stay in that until they're almost forcing McDonald to go man-to-man.
Hain's on the left wing. Hain short corner. Sutton. Sutton has his pass knocked away in the lane and a tie-up as Hansen gets tied up with Cannon Huss. And that possession arrow is going to go back the way of McDonald. Online or in person, learn your way. This is nothing new for Lakeland University. They've been doing online education for over 25 years. Lakeland University always connected with options for you. Lakeland.edu/blended. Lakeland.edu/blended. Evie Mittermeier inside the arc, left wing, pulls it back outside the arc, drops it down to Cannon Huss, backing down on two Thorpe defenders. There baby hook is sweet. Oh, a pretty touch there for Huss, and he gets his first field goal tonight, again, after 7 points all from the free throw line, critical points in that regional final win. 4-2 McDonald, 13.5 to go first half. Stewart at the right elbow, backing down. Cannon Huss walls up in front of him. Aiden Rosemeyer has a good look at a three, and Thorpe gets their first lead. Rosemeyer all five of those points.
He's been hot. Been hearing some stories that the last couple of games, he scored a lot of points.
Rosemeyer had 12 in that win against Thorpe, but McDonald turns it over in the corner. Cannon Huss lost it. 5-4, Thorpe, 13:09. Left to go first half, Caleb Swenson. Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Dawson Halverson back to the WOGO home base in Halley. Al Knobloch and the Max TV crew to our right, up high in the stands here in Chippewa Falls. Left side, Logan Hansen. Hansen, nice pass to the basket. He's fouled by Cannon Huss. And Hansen will go to the line shooting two. Well, today's McDonald basketball coverage brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or their new location in Halley. Opening spring 2023. Again, that new location in Lake Halley. Nicolet Bank. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. First free throw is good for Hansen. That's his first point. And remember, he had 17 against McDonald at Thorpe. And it's 6-4, the Cardinals. And good on the second as well. 7-4, full one possession lead for Thorpe. Aiden Misfelt right wing. Finds Cannon Huss. Huss cutting in between a couple defenders. Lost along the baseline out to Jordan Sikora. Keegan Galvez. Galvez gets his man up in the air.
There we go.
Good patience there by Keegan Galvez in the paint. 7-6. McDonald trails by one. Hansen takes his time across the mid-stripe right side. Denzel Sutton. Sutton will hold in front of the black-clad McDonald student section. Down to Stewart. Stewart, tough baseline jumper falling away from 10 feet. And Stewart is on the board. 9-6, Thorpe. Eddie Mittermeier trying to return the favor. Goes right to the rim and scores, exploding to the rim. Eddie Mittermeier, his first basket. Still a one-point game. 9-8, Thorpe. And Thorpe gets to play in a gym with a similar color scheme and team mascot. As Eddie Mittermeier takes it away from Rosemeyer. Mittermeier down the lane, goes by Sutton. Pounding basket and the foul.
Nice hard basket by Eddie.
Oh, he leaned in a little bit, knew he was going to take that contact from Denzel Sutton. It's 10-9. McDonald's regained the lead. Eddie Mittermeier looking for three the old-fashioned way. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Cooper Mittermeier, number 0, 5'9" sophomore guard into the game as Eddie Mittermeier calmly knocks down the end one. He's an 82% foul shooter. 11-9 McDonald. Carter Stelter is about to check into this game as well. Aiden Misfelt knocks the pass away into the arms of Cannon Huss. Huss running hard between three defenders, hard to the rim, blocked on the way up. And Stewart may have gotten a piece of that. Good play defensively in transition for Stewart. Stewart at the right wing, shouldering in, going hard off the glass and scoring. Brady Stewart ties the game at 11. Eddie Mittermeier has not attempted a three yet. Drops it down to Cannon Huss. Huss slipping along the baseline, goes up hard, short, grabs his own rebound up and in for two.
Nice job there by Cannon staying with it.
Good bounce by Cannon Huss. 13-11 McDonald. Sutton right wing. Cooper Mittermeier in his grill. And a whistle against Cooper Mittermeier.
Yep.
With 11:06 left. That's the second on McDonald. One whistle so far against Thorpe. Well, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls has just opened up three positions. Night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Great benefits, too. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers, berryglobal.com/careers. Keegan Gauez out, Carter Stelter in, number 20, the 6-foot senior forward for McDonald. Stewart pumps once, pumps twice, and pops one in and out from just inside the right elbow. Not the shot he wanted, couldn't knock it down. Cannon Huss at the foul line, flips it back out to Eddie Mittermeier. Right side, Aiden Misfell. Over to Cooper Mittermeier, swings it back to Eddie. Eddie toes up a deep three.
Nice.
Nailed it! Left wing ripple.
Again, didn't even ripple the net.
Eddie has eight. McDonald's lead is 5, 16-11. Sutton, dangerous pass out to Rosemeyer. Rosemeyer chipping his way down the paint. Flips one up with the right hand. What an athletic move. 16-13.
I don't know how he got that off.
Cannon Huss back to Eddie Mittermeier. He'll try another. Still in rhythm. That one a little bit too strong. Carter Stelter, offensive rebound. Cooper Mittermeier, opposite side. That one an air ball from the left wing. 3-point game, under 10 to play here in the first half. 16-13 McDonald. WOGO Sports and Max TV. Aiden Rosemeyer has provided a big offensive spark for the Cardinals. Rosemeyer right wing. Swings it out to Hansen. Hansen lines up a three. That one misses everything, but an offensive rebound. No one picks up Evan Hain. He averages 3.9 points per game. Got two there and makes it a one-point deficit again for Thorpe, 16-15. Stelter left side, Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier driving, baseline kick to Cooper, right wing. Over to Cannon Huss. Huss backing down on his man. Gets by him, going hard to the rim. Thought he got some contact. No call.
Nope.
Going back to Thorpe. Cannon, I think, was looking for the foul, expecting the foul, and doesn't get the call. Stewart short on a free throw. Long rebound tracked down by Hain. Another offensive board for Hain. Hain, a dangerous pass, goes into the scorer's table. Mike Thompson, I think, might have been the first one to get a hand on that. We'll see Miles Flanagan in for Cannon Huss with 9:09 to play. Flanagan, the 6'3" junior center, number 44, shooting 52% from the field. He has 15 rebounds in the last two games.
Yeah,
has been a beast on the boards.
Trying to get some people some rest.
Welcome back, by the way.
Yes.
I didn't even think about that. We haven't done a game together for a while. Thank you again, Dave Flanagan, doing five games with us last week.
Yes.
Cooper Mittermeier in the right corner. Back to Carter Stelter. Flanagan rotates left wing. Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier backing. Now driving in hard between two defenders. Can't get it to go. Offensive rebound. Miles Flanagan goes.
Yeah.
He scores. Big bucket for the big man.
Nice job by Miles with a good physical rebound and a good physical putback.
18-15 McDonald with 8:43 to play. Again, sometimes we've seen this where younger players for McDonald find another switch in the playoffs, and I think Miles has. The lefty free throw is a little bit too strong. And again, the way he's rebounding the basketball, he can provide a spark off the bench in a number of ways, and that's his. Hansen, a little bobble, back out to Sutton. Three-point game for McDonald, 18-15, 8.5 to go. Here from Chippewa Falls in this sectional semi. Winner goes on to play at Amory Saturday night. Hansen back to Sutton, high on the right. Sutton, flip over to Hansen. Excuse me, that's Stewart. Stewart, a long three, no. Aiden Rosemeyer tracks it down. He'll throw to Hansen. Hansen back to Sutton. And McDonald giving up some offensive boards here.
Yeah.
Right side, Hansen gives it back to Sutton between the wheels. Throws back to Hansen, fake the three. Cooper Mittermeier with a good closeout. Sutton drops it high post to Stewart. Stewart fighting his way down, kick out Rosemeyer. Rosemeyer another look at a three, and he has drained another one and tied the game. Aiden Rosemeyer with 10 of Thorpe's 18.
Yeah, gotta keep your eye on that guy.
Just a really, really confident shot. Aiden Misfelt driving in hard, flip out to Carter Stelter in the left corner. Stelter penetrates in the paint out to Cooper Mittermeier, passes up the three up top, Eddie. Swings left side, Aiden Misfelt. 7:34 to play. Flanagan right wing. Over to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier blows by Sutton, driving in hard. Beautiful touch with the left hand off the window for two.
Yeah, I don't think Sutton can stay with Eddie.
10 points now for Eddie Mittermeier. Tied with Rosemeyer for a game high, 20-18 McDonald. Back and forth we go here in the first half. Sutton right wing, throws the high post, that Stewart turns to face the basket, back and down on Flanagan, kick out for Sutton, wide open for three, back rim, no, rebound, Stelter. Aiden Misfeld across the timeline to Cooper Mittermeier left corner. Off a screen from Flanagan. Gives it back to Miles. Miles wide open.
Oh!
Only missed one short.
Those are the ones that we want him to make.
A great screen and roll there. Just everything but the finish. 20-18, it remains McDonald. Rosemeyer up top. Gives it to Sutton. He'll hold. Over to Hansen. Hansen has it kicked out of bounds into the McDonald bench by Carter Stelter. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself. Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Two-point game, 6:37 remaining before half here in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney on WOGO Radio and Max TV. 20-18, McDonald leads the Thorpe Cardinals in this 1-seed versus 11-seed sectional semifinal. Again, we won't belabor that point too much because this Thorpe team is anything but an 11-seed with
yes.
the way they play. Thorpe has the basketball, chance to tie or take the lead. Just gone back and forth. No one's had more than a 5-point lead in this one. Dylan Mattson, the forward, into the game for the first time for Thorpe.
McDonald has switched up and gone to man-to-man defense.
Cannon Huss back out there for McDonald, and Huss is on Stewart. And Huss has that one foul. 6-12 left. Rosemeyer's had the hot hand, a game-high 10 points, tied with Eddie Mittermeier. Leaves for Sutton on the left wing. Right side, Stewart. Stewart jab step to Mattson. We've seen Mattson hit threes before. Over to Hansen. Hansen can hit him from downtown. He comes up short. Long rebound to Stelter. He'll hand off to Cannon Huss. Huss on the right wing. Huss trying to get by Stewart. Flips up top. He'll work to Eddie Mittermeier on the left wing. Off a screen from Flanagan. Eddie driving in hard. Goes to the rim. No offensive rebound. Flanagan. Kick out Huss. Huss for a three. Right wing. That one missed short. Out of bounds to Stewart. And the Thorpe Cardinals. Miles Flanagan, Cooper Mittermeier checking out. Jordan Secor and Keegan Galvez back in for McDonald. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. McDonald now showing some backcourt pressure with Jordan Secor on the ball as Denzel Sutton walks it across the timeline. 5.5 minutes to go, 2-point game. 20-18 McDonald. Stewart up top. Leaves for Mattson. Over to Aiden Rosemeyer. Rosemeyer at the left elbow. Flips it over to Mattson. Outside the arc, left wing. They'll rotate back up top to Rosemeyer.
It's fun watching this battle between Eddie and Aiden Rosemeyer.
Hansen for three. Straight on. Rims in and out. Cannon Huss with the rebound. 5:07 to play. Cannon Huss over to Keegan Galvez, right corner. Up top, Stelter rotates to Mittermeier, left wing. Gives him a slip screen, then moves back to the baseline. Cannon Huss up top. Jordan Secora, right wing. Secora off a little screen. Goes over to Cannon Huss. Huss flips to Eddie Mittermeier, gives him a screen. Gets it right back, left wing. Huss a ball fake and walked with it. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Carter Stelter out. Aiden Misfelt back out there for McDonald. 4:39 to go in the half. 2-point lead. Feels kind of tenuous for McDonald right now. Hansen left block. Kick out Sutton. Sutton fakes the three. Tries to get by Secor. Drives hard to the rim and ties the game. That's the first basket for Sutton. And they're a very balanced offense. Cannon Huss, right wing. Over to Keegan Galvez. Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier off a screen from Galvez. Rosemeyer out on him. Aiden Misfelt trying to get by Hansen. Tough runner goes
nice.
In.
Oh, a nice physical basket by Aiden.
Misfelt with four. McDonald retakes the lead 22-20. Logan Hansen across the timeline. Right side, Denzel Sutton. Sutton backtracking with the dribble. Leaves it for Mattson. On the left to Rosemeyer, left wing. Rosemeyer trying to get by Eddie Mittermeier. In the corner, back up top, Mattson rotates. They'll work right side. That's Stewart. Cannon Huss on him. Stewart outside the arc on the right wing. 3:40 to go. 22-20 McDonald. Hansen right corner. Hansen to Mattson. Left side. Stewart. Stewart driving in hard. Backs off with the shoulder and misses everything as he lowered a little bit into Cannon Huss to create some space, but then couldn't finish the shot.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, maybe a little bit of acting there on Cannon's, but it justifiably so.
And again, we've only had four total fouls. The officials are mostly letting them play it out. Pull up from the elbow. Get bounces high off the rim. Won't go down for Eddie Mittermeier. And no team can really get more than a two-possession lead, and it's just a one-possession game right now.
There ain't much more than just one shot on the offensive. There's a turnover.
Sutton throws it away. Stewart was cutting toward him and couldn't reach out and grab the basketball. As a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed, flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended. 30-second break, and we're back. This is Max Basketball in the sectional semi on WOGO Sports, and Max TV back in half a minute.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
6 remaining before half, 22-20 McDonald looking for a little bit of a spark here, trying to get a surge before the break, create a little separation between them and Thorpe. Cannon Huss,
nice.
A bullet pass from Aiden Misfeld, and that's just the way they started the game as well.
That was a great assist by Aiden Misfeld to find Cannon wide open for an easy basket.
24-20, some great action out of the timeout. Hansen, checked by Misfeld. Throws to Sutton. Sikora on him. Up top, Aiden Rosemeyer. Rosemeyer puts it on the floor with the left hand. Runner in the lane. Back rim. No rebound. Batted around to Eddie Mittermeier. And Mittermeier off to the races. A 2-on-2. Aiden Misfeld stops. Right wing. Long cross-court skip. Jordan Sikora. Sikora to Keegan Galvez. Galvez lost the handle on it.
We need to take advantage of those.
Again, before this Thorpe defense can get set is when you want to press your advantage. Mattson up top in a four-point game. Stewart left corner. Stewart back to Sutton. Over to Hansen. Right wing, Rosemeyer. Rosemeyer to Stewart. Again, Thorpe, they're selective. Before they take a shot, they get the shot they want. Got to hold them to one. Rosemeyer now twisting in hard. Too strong off the glass. Keegan Galvez goes high for the rebound. Eddie Mittermeier. Aiden Misfeld right corner. Misfeld skips it up top. Sikora right back to Aiden on the right wing. 1:40 to play, 24-20 McDonald. Man, they'd love a basket here.
Yes.
Get up two full possessions or more. Cannon Huss on Stewart. Flip out Keegan Galvez to Aiden Misfeld. And a kick by Hansen with a minute 29 to play.
Now they're trying to get the ball in the Cannon underneath there. See if they get something to happen in the paint.
Huss holding on the left wing. Drops it into Keegan Galvez. Under 90 seconds to play first half. Cannon Huss was calling for it along the baseline. Eddie Mittermeier driving. Runner is good!
That was a nice shot by Eddie.
12 for Eddie Mittermeier. The lead is 6 for McDonald. 26-20. Minute 15 remaining. Rosemeyer to Sutton, right wing. Sutton flips it down to Hansen against Keegan Galvez. Back to Sutton. Stewart up top. Hansen right wing now. He's for Stewart. Deep three, left wing, front rim, no. Rebound to Sikora over the back on Sutton.
Nice box out.
Well, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Outreach clinics throughout western Wisconsin. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Under 50 seconds to play, 26-20 McDonald.
Looks like they're going to hold up here.
Keegan Galvez, right corner. Skip up top, Sikora leaves for Aiden Misfeld. 37 seconds to play in a six-point game. McDonald leads 26-20. What can they create at the end of the half here? Eddie Mittermeier to Aiden Misfeld up top. With 26 seconds left. McDonald playing for one here. Misfeld up top against Sutton between the wheels. Eddie Mittermeier left wing. Oh, they got him for a travel. That's a good call.
Yeah.
And he just took a little extra step. So 26-20, what will Thorpe do now?
Yeah. You work hard and end up turning it over.
Sutton up top with 10 seconds to play. Goes right side Stewart. Stewart with 8, driving baseline. Off the glass and good. 4 seconds for McDonald. Got to move quickly. Eddie Mittermeier across the timeline. Pulls up, blocked by Stewart, and no call. 4-point game at the half. McDonald had a chance to go up 3 possessions. They're up 2. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Our 4K and kindergarten programs are distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families can invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools and be rewarded with 10% off tuition when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org.
Sometimes we make life harder than it needs to be.
Like when you rely on your sense of direction in the big city instead of using the GPS.
Recalculating.
Not using a hot pad for that pan of cookies. Trying to move that big TV by yourself.
When it comes to your prescriptions, don't do things the hard way. Skip the big box pharmacy and just head to the medicine shop. Carrying local pharmacists, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. There is a difference. Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up 3 positions. A night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. 2 Ovenworks pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
Halftime here in Chippewa Falls in a tight 2-possession game in the sectional semi. McDonald leads Thorpe 26-22. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. And Mark, thoughts on the first half here?
Boy, I tell you what, this is a very, very even-paced game. Most teams are getting one shot at the basket, and that's it. And, you know, and then they're coming down, and both teams are playing really good defense. It's going to come down to, you know, the adjustments that both coaches make in the second half. I'm glad Coach Schilling went man-to-man because, again, the matchup with Eddie against Aiden Rosemeyer is a fantastic matchup, and it's actually slowed Aiden Rosemeyer down.
When we look at the leading scorers for both sides, five players have scored for Thorpe, five players have scored for McDonald. Thorpe is led by Aiden Rosemeyer with 10 points, including two threes. Brady Stewart, their leading scorer, with six, two apiece for Logan Hansen, Denzel Sutton, and Evan Hain. On the other side, Eddie Mittermeier with 12 points for McDonald, six for Cannon Huss, four for Aiden Misfelt, two for Keegan Galvez, and two for Miles Flanagan. It's time for the Trust Point plan for the second half, brought to you by Trust Point Wealth Management, here to help you create a financial plan to reach your goals and enjoy life. Trust Point in Eau Claire, La Crosse, and Minneapolis. Consultations are always free. TrustPointInc.com. What's a thing or two McDonald needs to do?
I think, again, they're doing a good job offensively. They're getting good looks at the basket. They might have to open up and maybe come off some good screens to get Eddie some more looks at some good baskets, because Eddie's really taking charge on offense. Defensively, they just got to keep shutting down Aiden Rosemeyer, and I think the rest of the kids are doing a fine job.
Well, that's the Trust Point plan for the second half, brought to you by Trust Point Wealth Management, here to help you create a financial plan to reach your goals and enjoy life. Trust Point. Let's hear how the first half sounded. Your highlights here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. /blended, lakeland.edu/blended. Abby Mittermeier inside the arc, left wing, pulls it back outside the arc, drops it down to Cannon Huss, backing down on two Thorpe defenders. Baby Hook is sweet. Oh, a pretty touch there for Huss. And baseline jumper falling away from 10 feet. And Stewart is on the board, 9-6 Thorpe. Eddie Mittermeier trying to return the favor. Goes right to the rim and scores, exploding to the rim. Eddie Mittermeier, his first basket, still a one-point game. Similar color scheme and team mascot. As Eddie Mittermeier takes away from Rosemeyer. Mittermeier down the lane, goes by Sutton. Pounding basket
and the foul. Nice hard basket by Eddie.
Cannon Huss at the foul line. Flips it back out to Eddie Mittermeier. Right side, Aiden Misfell. Over to Cooper Mittermeier. Swings it back to Eddie. Eddie toes up a deep three.
Nice.
Nailed it. Left wing triple. Rotates left wing. Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier backing. Now driving in hard between two defenders. Can't get it to go. Offensive rebound, Miles Flanagan. Goes
yeah.
And scores. Big bucket for the big man.
Nice job by Miles with a hard, good physical rebound and a good physical putback.
Chasing the paint out to Cooper Mittermeier. Passes up the three up top. Eddie swings left side. Aiden Misfelt. 7:34 to play. Flanagan right wing. Over to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier blows by Sutton. Driving in hard. Beautiful touch with the left hand off the window for two.
Yeah, I don't.
Holding on the left wing, drops it into Keegan Galvez. Under 90 seconds to play, first half. Cannon Huss was calling for it along the baseline. Eddie Mittermeier driving. Runner is good.
That was a nice shot by Eddie.
12 for Eddie Mittermeier. The lead is 6 for McDonald, 26-20. And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. We're back in 60 seconds with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts. McDonald leads 26-22 at the half over Thorpe.
At Fries Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Fries Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a Culver's creamy, fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins? We handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like. From caramel to your favorite candies like Butterfinger.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald's Athletics.
back of the half as McDonald leads by four going into the second 18 minutes. It's time for our halftime tradition, and he's back in person to do it. Mark Malone's military shout-outs. Please take it away, Mark.
All right, thanks, Caleb. And we'll start off here at the top here with Glenn Maloney and out at McGuire Air Force Base. I'll give you a little Freya update here at the end here. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base. Jory Kubishik out at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm are actually home here for a little bit out at Dover, getting ready to go over to Japan. Greg Hovland, the Colfax grad at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois. Sarah Pass and Bovey, along with Kristen Levezer Davis, are both in the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Carter Billen out at Fairchild Air Force Base, Austin Tolleson in the Marine Corps Reserves at Great Lakes, Illinois, Jordan Chartrand in the Army station at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, John Hayton in the Army Guard out of Spooner from Colfax, Brandon Anderson from Colfax, active duty in the Navy, Wayne Trimble, a 1996 McDonald grad in the Wisconsin Army National Guard, Noah Stewart is a Chi-High grad at Lackland Air Force Base, Chuck Gardo, a Chi-High grad in the Marine Corps stationed in Hawaii, Ellie Eckes, a McDonald grad at the Army National Guard at Chippewa, Marshall Lone Tree Burgess is a Chi-High grad in the Air Force Station in Germany, Matt Pulver is at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska, and Mason Gadel is a 2022 Chi-High grad with the Merchant Marines, and Little Miss Freya, we just got a picture and an update yesterday morning. She is 3 pounds, 9 ounces.
There you go.
And she is doing phenomenal. And again, I'm going to brag a little bit, Caleb. I'll show you pictures later on. But Lita and I both got to hold her last Thursday for about an hour and a half each, and it was phenomenal.
Fantastic. Worked that whole drive out to New Jersey.
It was.
For sure.
It was. And again, a great big thank you to all of our military out there.
Well, the second half starting Thorpe with possession, trailing by just 4, 26-22 to your McDonald Max boys. 18 minutes separate one of these teams from birth in the sectional final. Original starting five, Mittermeier, Galvez, Sikora, Cannon, Huss, and Aiden Misfell out there for McDonald. And a steal, tipped ball into the hands of Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier weaving his way through traffic goes Jordan Sikora, right corner. McDonald with an opportunity here. Keegan Galvez, left corner, drops it down to Cannon Huss. Huss spins by his man.
And
up
one.
And in for two. Hoop and hard for Huss.
Nice job there, buddy. That's what they got to do. They got to get the ball in the paint and let Cannon work.
Neither team really in any significant foul trouble. That was Brady Stewart's first. Team's first of the second half. Fresh, never frozen beef cooked up only after you order. I knew he was going to do that, so
yes.
I had to make the read as Cannon Huss. It's the free throw. That's the Butterburger from Culver's we're talking about. Have one today or a mushroom and Swiss. Culver's of Lake Halley. Corey and Paige Parsons, our local owners, thank you so much. Hayne, well off the mark on a jumper, out of bounds to McDonald. 29-22, the Max boys, and a quick substitution here for Coach Scott Horn and Thorpe. And so Hayne's going to come out, and Mattson's going to come in. 17-14 to go.
Now we gotta take advantage of this. Open this up a little bit.
Love to see a double-digit lead with a three here, but you'll just take any bucket. 29-22 McDonald. Eddie Mittermeier, Sutton playing face-to-face with him. Cannon Huss, jab step, steps back for that three. Back rim, no. Long rebound out to Mattson. We'll flip it to Rosemeyer.
That would have been nice.
Chance there for McDonald. Good shot, a makeable shot for Cannon, but go down. Mattson looked like he might try and answer for three, and again, I think he's mostly out there for his three-point shooting.
Yeah.
Hanson to Sutton up top. 16:39 remaining in a seven-point game. Hanson against Aiden Misfelt high on the left wing. Hanson, a little bit of a carry in the lane. Runner off the back rim. No, rebound knocked away, out of bounds off of McDonald.
Yeah.
Stewart's foot swatted off of Cannon Huss. Culver's has fresh custard for you every day as well. Try the flavor of the day at Culver's of Lake Halley. Aiden Rosemeyer inbounds to Stewart. Stewart, a big head fake, drops it down to Sutton. Outside the paint, Hutton.
Nice.
And tomahawked away by Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier to Keegan Galvez. Oh, too tall for him. And you got to go really high on a pass to get it over Keegan. Chance there for McDonald. 29-22 it remains. And you just want to get some arm's length separation between you and Thorpe. Sutton gets by Eddie Mittermeier. Knocked away from behind by Eddie on the great recovery. Jordan Sikora now on the run. Sikora driving in hard. Euro steps. Drops down to Aiden. Misfelt goes up hard. No. Ball knocked away into the hands of Stewart.
Nice looks there. Nice tries. It's just good basketball by both teams.
And both teams just hustle, hustle, hustle on every play. No easy baskets. And Stewart driving in hard. misses one as Keegan Galvez maybe changed that shot a little bit. Long pass ahead, stolen by Sutton. And then Huss, the turnover, looking down the floor, knocked away off of Thorpe and touches the end line. Yes. Now Kai Zuckerman making sure everybody knows which way that way.
Timeout, Thorpe here, 30 seconds.
Back in 30 seconds in a 7-point game, 15:39 remaining in the half here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Back in 30.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Here on WOGO for over 30 years, White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. 7-point game, McDonald with the lead and the basketball, 29-22. We're almost 2.5 minutes here into the second half. Cannon Huss working off an Eddie Mittermeier screen. Huss driving in hard to the basket. Can't get it to fall. Keegan Gallagher holds it back. No, and it's knocked away and back to Thorpe. Two great looks that just would not go down.
It just bounced off that rim the wrong way.
Sutton to Mattson. Up top, Sutton. Leave it for Hansen on the left wing. Stewart flash to the basket. They couldn't find him. Mattson pulls up at the foul line. Frozen rope front of the rim. No, Cannon Huss knocks it to himself. Huss across the CF logo at midcourt. Left side, Eddie Mittermeier to Sikora. Cannon Huss down to the paint, calling for it. Into Misfelt. Takes the pass back to Sikora. Can they feed the post here? No, they'll go back to Eddie Mittermeier. Right side, Keegan Galvez. To Aiden Misfelt on the right wing. Misfelt, jab step, drops down to Cannon Huss on the opposite side now. Back out to Aiden. Aiden for three.
Oh.
And came up short.
Yeah.
It looked good for a moment. I think he hit the bottom of the net. Just didn't go through the rim. 29-22 McDonald. And these scoring droughts have afflicted both teams. McDonald just had chances to try to pull away here.
And luckily, we're maintaining that 7-point lead.
And you have to play defense against Thorpe. As Hansen driving baseline and misses a reverse over the top of Cannon Huss. Push ahead to Keegan Galvez. Galvez down the lane, hit hard, and he's going to the line for two. Keegan Galvez clapping his hands as he's on his back on the floor as he bounces right back up.
Second on Brady Stewart.
We'll warm up with plump, juicy, naturally raised chicken tenders. Where else but Culver's? Regular and buffalo served hot and crispy at Culver's of Lake Halley. Keegan Galvez shooting two here. First free throw, perfect for Keegan. He has 3 points now. 30-22 McDonald. 8-point lead, 14-11 remaining in the half. Galvez back to the line again. Second free throw. There you go. That's how a senior does it. 53% foul shooter Keegan knocked down a pair. 31-22 McDonald. A 9-point lead. Stewart up top against Galvez. Trying to go by him with the left elbow. Keegan staying right with him like glue. Stewart left wing. Now he gets by a couple defenders. Tough shot high off the glass and going to get bailed out by a foul. That may go against Cannon Huss. That's just his second. 13:55 remaining. Today's McDonald basketball coverage brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or their new location in Lake Halley opening spring 2023. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. Stewart first free throw. Ball don't lie. I don't know. He was probably fouled. I have to chant a little sheet every once in a while.
Yeah, that was maybe a little touch foul.
Stewart the second. That one way short. That's an air ball. And again, maybe the legs.
Yeah.
I mean, tired. Just both of these teams are playing so hard. 31-22 McDonald.
Yeah, we got to take advantage of these. Open this up a little bit.
Jordan Sikora to Keegan Galvez left wing. Galvez shoots it to Cannon Huss. Huss attacking hard. Runner pops in and out.
Man.
Goodness, how many shots?
Basket
just go
there.
Halfway down.
Yes.
It's a good attack by Cannon. 31-22 McDonald. Aiden Rosemeyer. Rosemeyer in the paint.
Oh,
and he walked with the basketball and they caught him. The crowd all knew it.
He made up a lot of space there without dribbling.
He's very crafty.
He did. It looked
ball,
good.
But
it looked good.
Officials on top of him. Eddie Mittermeier down the lane, and he'll skip it over to Aiden Misfeld. A little bit of a wild pass, and Misfeld driving in the lane. Oh, it won't go down. Batted out by Keegan Galvez. Eddie Mittermeier, left wing, triple.
There we go. See, we've been too close to the basket.
Mittermeier has 15, a game high, and what a great effort by Keegan Galvez and Aiden Misfeld. Knocking that rebound out and then finding the shooter. 34-22 McDonald, 12-point lead. Sutton over to Hansen. Hansen leaves for Sutton, left of the circle. Stewart.
On the right wing. Adjusted there. Now they got Keegan Galvez on Aiden Rosemeyer.
Rosemeyer driving baseline in a crowd of blue jerseys. Lost the handle for a moment and now gets his dribble back, and reverse layup is good. 12 points for Aiden Rosemeyer. That's their first basket of the second half. It took them 5.5 minutes. Great defense by McDonald. Keegan Galvez, right wing, between two defenders, fouled on the way to the hoop. That's a blocking foul on the ground. It's the fourth whistle against Thorpe.
So they're going to put that on.
That's Stewart. It's his third, but...
Oh, they went on Logan Hansen.
Just his first, so not a lot of foul trouble either way. McDonald will inbound with Cannon Huss with 12:16 to play to Keegan Galvez. Galvez finds Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier, head fake, out to Aiden Misfeld. Misfeld goes behind his back. 34-24, 10-point lead for McDonald. Jordan Secor on the right wing. Eddie Mittermeier, Aiden Misfeld, drops down to Cannon Huss. One-on-one with Stewart. Now doubled, kick out. Aiden Misfeld, left corner pocket, three. Side of the rim, no. Rebound batted out by Keegan Galvez. Eddie Mittermeier straight on for three. Back rim, no. And Rosemeyer pulls down the rebound. Aiden Misfeld had a chance at that one. Now Stewart, left wing. Stewart throws
there
it away.
Go.
Eddie Mittermeier with a steal in the paint. Mittermeier is tagged from behind, and that's Stewart's third foul. 11:41 left, and Stewart gets a foul 50 feet from the basket. That's the team's fifth.
His third.
Cannon Huss will inbound. Again, remember, Stewart was in foul trouble in the first half last time these two teams met. Had a good first half, has picked up a couple here in the second. Keegan Galvez, right side, Jordan Secora. Secora, Teddy Mittermeier, deep three, left to the circle. No. Offensive rebound, Aiden Misfeld. It bounced right to him on the left wing.
We'll take it. Let's
leave the
clock. You
get a bucket. Here in the sectional semi, good to have you with us on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, awesome Dawson Halverson. Back at the Wogo home base in Halley, Val Knobloch and the Max TV crew. A few feet to our right, Cannon Huss straight on for three.
Got it.
And that one is right through the bottom of the net.
Nice look by Cannon. Nice shot. We needed that.
Huss with 12. The McDonald lead is 13, 37-24. Under 11 minutes to go here in this sectional semi. Mattson on the right wing against Aiden Misfeld. Mattson to Denzel Sutton. 10:49 left. On the right wing, Stewart against Keegan Galvez. Galvez has a couple inches on him. Leave it for Rosemeyer. Cooper Mittermeier about to come back into this game. Sutton on the right wing. Holds. Will backtrack with one dribble. Over to Mattson. Hansen back to Sutton. Shoots it over to Hansen, left wing. Cannon Huss. Aiden Rosemeyer at the left elbow. Rosemeyer working the pivot foot. Flips it back out to Mattson with 10:24 to play. Mattson trying to cross over on Aiden Misfeld. Sutton between the wheels. Sutton shoots it to Brady Stewart, and Stewart's fouled by Cannon Huss.
Yes.
And that's Cannon's third.
Yeah, that's a foul on you, Cannon. It was. It was a good defensive play on your part, but still a foul.
Well, it's time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've just been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate as Stewart makes the first. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, free estimates at wirzgala.com or call 839-0707, 839-0707. Carter Stelter, Miles Flanagan, Cooper Mittermeier in for McDonald. They lead 37-25 pending the second free throw. For Stewart. Stewart, the second attempt is good as well. So 2-for-4 from the foul line, Brady Stewart. It's an 11-point lead for McDonald, 37-26.
Some of these guys can help out here, let these starters get a little breather.
Flanagan drops off to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier curling around the screen, Carter Stelter right wing. Stelter flips over to Eddie. Eddie up top between the wheels, leaves it for Flanagan against Stewart. Flanagan drops the shoulder back to Eddie. Eddie Mittermeier drives between three defenders, hit hard on the way up. Then his shot is blocked. Flanagan offensive rebound, kick out. Stelter, left elbow jumper.
Get in
off
there.
Rim and in. Offensive rebound, Flanagan. Flanagan goes up strong, comes up short, gets it again. Is fouled this time to give him the call.
Nice hustle there by
Miles Flanagan, stuffing the stat sheets with rebounds here. A number of looks that just wouldn't go down. And again, bodies are flying. Shots are being swatted. A lot of contact. And they're, again, just letting them work it out on the floor. Free throw for Flanagan. Too strong. That was the 15th foul, though, against Thorpe.
Yeah, that could be a little crucial here.
Two whistles against McDonald. 37-26. Miles Flanagan looking for a free throw here. The lefty. And that rims out as well. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Aiden Misfeld. 9:41 left. McDonald continues to need to lock in defensively here.
Yes.
Husky and Galvez, Jordan Sikora getting a rest here for probably another minute or two, you'd think.
Eddie's going to be D'ing up on Aiden.
Stewart, tough jumper, right elbow. No rebound, Eddie Mittermeier. Good defense there by McDonald. Aiden Misfeld. Eddie Mittermeier bumped hard in
block.
The face by Denzel Sutton. Yeah. As he tried to cross over on him. And that is team foul number six. None left to give for the final 9:22.
Third on Sutton.
So Sutton has three. Stewart has three. And bonus free throws the rest of the way. Inbounds pass to Stelter. Out to Aiden Misfeld. And Stelter got bumped hard by Rosemeyer. Decided not to go up with the ball and back out. Run a little bit more clock. We're almost to the halfway point of the second half. Misfeld blows by two defenders. Hard at the rim.
Yes.
And the basket and the foul for Aiden.
Nice take by Aiden. He saw the green grass there and just took off.
Aiden Misfeld with six. The McDonald lead is 13, 39-26. 9:09 remaining. That was the second foul on Natson. Timeout taken on the floor. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Max Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Back in 60.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Sectional semifinal here at Chi High in Chippewa Falls. McDonald leads 39-26 with 9:09 remaining. And Aiden Misfeld at the line for an end one free throw opportunity. That was the seventh foul against Thorpe. Free throw for Aiden. Rims in and out. Carter Stelter almost picked the pocket of Stewart underneath. Stewart across the logo, left side, Rosemeyer. We are under the halfway point of the half now. Rosemeyer up top to Sutton. Sutton leaves it for Mattson, left wing. Finds Stewart. Stewart against Aiden Misfeld. Mattson on the left. Over to Hansen. Hansen back to Stewart, right wing outside the arc. Drops down to Sutton. Sutton on the right block. He's doubled. Goes up strong, and he will earn a foul. Cooper Mittermeier with a foul. That's the third on McDonald.
Miles.
Miles Flanagan. And the team's third, and Sutton will go to the line shooting a pair.
A little bit of a mismatch down there with Cooper on Denzel Sutton.
We'll make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA. Third point for Sutton as he hits the first free throw. 39-27, 8:44 left. Second free throw is good as well. Hit a pair. That's an 11-point lead for McDonald, 39-28. You want to keep Thorpe at least double digits away.
It would be nice.
Miles Flanagan up top. Teddy Mittermeier working off the screen. Carter Stelter. Stelter flips back to Eddie. Eddie, a big head fake, curling into the lane. Lost the handle on the ball. Mattson scoops it up. Eddie's got to try to catch up here to Rosemeyer. Rosemeyer attacking down the lane. Scooping shot with the left hand. No. Hansen offensive rebound tied up. And a foul on Stelter. Oh, goodness. That sure looked like a tie-up. They're going to call the fourth foul on McDonald. Foul's evening up here, and Stelter will be implicated there.
Yeah, I know. The ref was right down there. He saw him. Carter thought he had a ball, might have had a wrist. I don't know.
Inbounds to Stewart. Stewart lines up a three, comes up short. Rebound Stelter goes up high for it. Push out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier on the run. Hard to the rack. Goes in hard. Scores. Yeah. Got it. And the foul.
Number four on Stewart.
Stewart picks up his fourth, and Mittermeier picks up another trip to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play.
Beautiful play by Eddie to take it hard.
And a great outlet. I think that's Carter Stelter, right, with the outlet pass. And again, find your shooter, we'll find your speedster as well.
Yes. That we needed that one.
Mittermeier to the line, 41-28 McDonald. Free throw, perfect. Eddie with 18. That breaks a little streak there for Thorpe. Again, three McDonald starters on the bench resting, and Thorpe trying to take advantage. Under eight to play. Mattson, left wing with a head fake. Over to Stewart. Stewart driving in hard. Goes off the glass. Too strong. Flanagan corrals the rebound.
Now he just take control of the basketball here. Burn a little clock up.
Stelter to Flanagan. Flanagan hands off Eddie Mittermeier. Over to Stelter, left wing. Stelter, couple test dribbles. The senior over to Eddie. Eddie off the screen from Stelter for three. Too strong. Stelter offensive rebound. Back to Eddie. He'll try another one. There it is.
Don't give him too wide open.
Carter Stelter making it happen. Eddie Mittermeier making it rain. 21 for Eddie. 45-28 McDonald. 7:18 to play. Rosemeyer to Mattson. Mattson, good closeout, prevents the three. Flanagan with the defense. Rosemeyer up top against Eddie Mittermeier. Back to Mattson on the left wing. Beyond the arc. Mattson over to Stewart. Stewart gets by his defender. Kick out Mattson to Sutton right of the circle. Over to Rosemeyer. Rosemeyer driving baseline. Trying to get the forearm out. And swatted away.
Nice
steal
fine.
By Mario Flanagan. Long push ahead. Great catch. Aiden Misfeld.
Got it.
Good with the left hand. Aiden Misfeld.
Nice job.
Timeout taken by Thorpe. 47-28. McDonald up 19. We'll step out and be back after this on WOGO Sports. Back in 1 minute.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is committed to the formation of your child, mind, body, spirit, and community, a learning environment where Christ is honored and welcome.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education at McDonald. That's the Mack way. Income-based free tuition programs close April 20th, so enroll your child today.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
McDonald on a 21-6 run to start the second half. In fact, we only have 6:48 remaining in the game. McDonald leads 47-28.
Yeah, and I think
they get some of their starters back out there now as well.
The wheels are just starting to come off for Thorpe. They're running out of gas.
Hansen up top against Cannon Huss. Keegan Galvez knocks it off of the back of Stewart into his own bench, and a turnover to McDonald. Sikora back out there along with Huss and Galvez, Aiden Misfeld, Eddie Mittermeier on the floor, original starting five. Winner of this one takes on the winner of Solon Springs and Hurley. Hurley trying to make its second consecutive sectional final. They defeated Athens last year in that sectional final. Solon Springs, the number one seed. I'm predicting Hurley's going to be there, though. Keegan Galvez, left wing. Up top, Sikora. Score on the right side drops to Cannon Huss. Huss against Stewart. Jab step, working baseline. Huss between a couple defenders. Kick it out. Aiden Misfeld. Donald again can use up some clock on each possession if they so choose.
We got Stewart on Cannon Huss down there, and Cannon knows he's got four.
Huss at the right elbow extended. Huss crossing over on Stewart. Goes in hard on him.
Well,
no, don't count the basket foul on the ground, but that was the fifth on Stewart, wasn't it?
If it's on him, it is.
It is. Stewart has fouled out of the game. A fine player, Brady Stewart. And this will be the last game of his season, presumably. Well, we shouldn't say that yet, but 5:59 left. McDonald leading 47-28, and Mattson's going to come in for Stewart. The leading scorer for Thorpe, getting a big hand from the Cardinals faithful. Cannon Huss, that foul on the ground, so he'll be shooting a 1-1, but that was the ninth foul against Thorpe, so double bonus the rest of the way. Free throw for Huss, got it.
Perfect.
Cannon Huss, 7 in the second half, 13 for the game. Another free throw, it's a 20-point lead now for McDonald, 48-28. Second one for Huss, off the front of the rim and off the mark. Rebound Mattson. That's the two-thirds point here of the second half. Hanson on the left wing. Over to Hain, right side Mattson. Mattson back to Hain, right of the circle. Swings to Hanson on the left wing. Mattson up top against Eddie Mittermeier. Jordan Secor matched up with Aiden Rosemeyer. Rosemeyer works to Hain, right side. Up top, Logan Hanson. 5.5 minutes to play, 48-28 McDonald. Aiden Rosemeyer driving baseline in a crowd. Skips it out. Hanson for three. Good. That's a good-looking shot there for Logan Hanson. His first field goal. 48-31. And Rosemeyer draws a lot of attention down there.
Yes. I was going to say that Rosemeyer's been shut down pretty much. When they went man-to-man, they did a nice job there by Coach Schilling switching that up. And it pretty much shut down Aiden Rosemeyer.
Cannon Huss at the foul line. Swings it out to Jordan Secor, right corner. Drop down Keegan Galvez. Galvez lost it from one in the paint. Secor passes up the three. They'll work over to Eddie Mittermeier, left wing. Against Sutton. Secor up top. Right side, Cannon Huss. Aiden Misfeld in the right corner from that band section. Misfeld driving baseline. Gets by two defenders. Had a shot changed on the way up. Maybe tipped.
Yeah.
And altered. And Rosemeyer across the logo with 4:40 to play. Hanson, who just hit the three, leaves it left side for Mattson. Mattson back out to Hain. They'll leave it in the corner. Denzel Sutton, under 4.5 to go, 48-31 McDonald. This was a four-point game at halftime. Aiden Rosemeyer coming off a screen, hits the brakes at the foul line. Rosemeyer scoots it out to Hanson. Hanson driving baseline and bumped by Cannon Huss. And that's the fourth on Cannon Huss. Team foul number six, so none left to give for McDonald. Oh, just the fifth, excuse me. 4:18 left. Inbounds to Rosemeyer. Rosemeyer driving baseline. Rosemeyer leaves for Hanson straight up. On the left side, Denzel Sutton. Again, McDonald's content to let Thorpe use a lot of clock on each possession here.
Yeah, again, if you can shut down Aiden Rosemeyer, you pretty much shut down their offense.
Hanson, little lower of the shoulder. They let it go. Out to Mattson. Mattson jumper. No, Cannon Huss snaps down the rebound. 3:53 to go. Right side, Keegan Galvez. Again, 48-31 McDonald. Eddie Mittermeier up top between the wheels. I don't think Eddie's come out of this game.
I don't think so either.
Maybe he played all 36 minutes, but back on Saturday night. Right side, Aiden Misfeld in the corner, matched up against Mattson. 3:33 to go. Left side, Eddie Mittermeier puts the head down. No look pass, Keegan Galvez. Galvez goes up hard with the left hand and scores.
Nice play.
6 points for Keegan Galvez, 50-31 McDonald with 3:19 left. Winner moves on to Amory Saturday night in a sectional final for the right to go to state. And they'll take on the winner of Solon Springs and Hurley in a 1-versus-2 seed matchup. In Rosemeyer driving baseline and a double team. Knocked away by Secor. Rosemeyer gets it back. Misses too strong off the window. Cannon Huss push ahead to Galvez. Galvez left wing. Galvez between two defenders. Kick out Eddie Mittermeier. Rotates. They'll work back up top. And again, good discipline.
Yes.
Using the clock.
Yes.
No reason to launch when you're up 19. And again, double bonus on any foul, so they'll make Thorpe come out to them. Cannon Huss against Hanson. Couple crossovers. Aiden Misfeld left corner. Jordan Secora swings over to Eddie Mittermeier with 2:33 to play. And Thorpe looks like they're going to concede this one shortly.
Five subs coming in.
Yep.
Give those seniors some recognition. 2:20 left. 50-31, McDonald. McDonald also will answer with substitutions. Get everybody on the floor here. Cannon Huss, pull up, left elbow jumper, no. And rebound to Aiden Rosemeyer with 2:09 remaining. 50-31, McDonald here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
One of these coaches will call the timeout to get the subs in.
Rosemeyer on the right side. He'll step into a three over Sakura back rim. No offensive rebound. Hain. Hain goes up too strong. And rebound batted to Eddie Mittermeier by Cannon Huss. And a timeout taken. A minute.
I don't think there's a timeout. Oh. I think the ref's just letting them sub.
They'll sub them out. So minute 50 left. McDonald will sub in Asher Rozowski. Also Brady Rubenzer out there. And maybe there is a timeout on the floor. Back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Sometimes we make life harder than it needs to be.
Like when you rely on your sense of direction in the big city instead of using the GPS.
Recalculating.
Not using a hot pad for that pan of cookies. Trying to move that big TV by yourself.
When it comes to your prescriptions, don't do things the hard way. Skip the big box pharmacy and just head to the medicine shop. Carrying local pharmacists, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. There is a difference. Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Getting an update that Solon Springs is up 43-31 over Hurley with 2:39 to play in that one. So what do I know? 50-31, McDonald, minute 45 left. Asher Rozowski up top to Flanagan. Leaves for Cooper Mittermeier. McDonald up 19. Getting ever closer to a sectional final berth. Ben Rubenzer. Brady Rubenzer, driving baseline. And Rubenzer up and in for two with a nifty move.
Give 2 points to the senior.
Way to go in a sectional semi. Brady Rubenzer, he knows how to score. Thorpe also answering with substitutions. Logan Pank out there, dropped down to Preston Wampole. And Scott Horn, classy move to get all of his players in this game as well. A great run for the 11 seed Thorpe, knocked out of bounds. A little mishandled by Connor Tiemann.
Minute five left on the clock.
McDonald again. Move on Saturday night in Amory and could be playing Solon Springs barring a Hurley comeback. Cooper Mittermeier on the right side. Drop down to Miles Flanagan. Flanagan skips it over. Rozowski wide open. Corner pocket three. Too strong. Crowd wanted that one for Asher, the senior. 52-31, McDonald. Student section, black clad mostly, bouncing up and down directly across from us here at Chi High.
Girls are already sitting over in Green Bay, probably me watching this on live stream.
We'll see you tomorrow, Lady Max.
Yes.
19 seconds remaining. Thorpe working around the outside. Now leading by 21. Wampole flips it out right side. Underneath 10 seconds to play as the McDonald faithful rising to their feet. Jumper goes in and out. Rebound Asher Rozowski with 2 seconds. Leaps it for Stelter, and the senior will dribble it out. And McDonald is moving on to yet another sectional final for the 8th time in the last 9 seasons. They will be playing for the right to go to state. Your final score here in Chippewa Falls, the McDonald Max 52, the Thorpe Cardinals 31. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling. We'll play back our highlights, stats, analysis, and look ahead to that state game tomorrow and the McDonald boys Saturday night as well. Back in 3.5, this is Max Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Top of the morning to ya. Looking to get a 3-clover deal this St. Patty's Day? Well, lads, come to SoCop's Meat Market, where our butchers are offering smoked bacon, catfish fillets, haddock and cod loins, and beautiful ribeye steaks. This St. Patty's Day, no blarney. Corned beef at $5.29 a pound. God bless you and your kin this St. Patty's Day from SoCop's Meat Market on 624 North Bridge Street in Chippewa Falls, where the squeaky door welcomes a friend evermore.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
Top of the morning to ya.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account, insured by NCUA.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Post game here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Brandon Berg from the Chippewa Herald pointing out on Twitter a 26-9 run in the second half for McDonald. They held Thorpe to just 9 points in the final 18 minutes and win this one by 21, 52-31. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling soon, but Mark Maloney again. What Coach Schilling was preaching before this game, what he said they maybe failed to do in the last time they played Thorpe, was defense, and wire to wire, their defense was impressive.
Yes, and again, the switch out from the 1-3-1 zone to the man-to-man defense, in my mind, was the changing point where it absolutely rattled Thorpe. It took Aiden Rosemeyer out of the game. Credit Eddie Mittermeier for his defense on him, and also, who else was out there? Jordan Sikora was on him for quite a while, too. So those two guys going against their number one guy did an awesome, awesome job on defense. And to me, that changed the game. You know, when Rosemeyer, you give him good looks at the basket, he's going to make you pay for it. And he had to earn the baskets he did make, but it slowed him down.
Well, this is the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here. Again, we'll get you your leading scores, your second half highlights, and we'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling. That's ahead in three on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia,
Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass. White City
Glass. To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself. Ow! Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel, call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University.
Post-Glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass in Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Joined by head coach Adam Schilling. Coach, this Thorpe team again, 11 seed, you throw that out the window with a team like this. You've played them three times this year, and you mentioned defense before the game, that defense was going to have to win this game for you. You held them to 9 points in the second half.
Yeah, I think we had some guys, just make a lot of other plays too. But defensively, we knew we'd have to play some man at some point in the game, and we were ready to do that. But hats off to Keegan. I thought he guarded 12 really well in the second half. Jordan did a good job at number five. We just tried to make it a little harder on those guys, getting the ball where they wanted it. And for the most part, that worked pretty well for us.
Coach, you had some good looks throughout the game that just didn't go down for some inexplicable reason, and yet it really seemed the composure and the patience of your team offensively showed. Again, this was a game where it seemed to be one shot one way, one shot the other way. Both teams really, really scrapping and playing hard, but you didn't really see a lot of guys pressing the issue offensively, kind of letting it come to them.
Yeah, and, we talked about the defense again is, that's a thing that's going to carry you through. Maybe not shooting your best or, not making free throws or whatever, we're doing offensively. So, the defensive end kind of carried us through that part of it and, just kind of got us going back into a rhythm on offense where we got some stops in a row and we were able to get out and run a little bit in transition.
What was the message at halftime? Again, you had a chance maybe to go up 8-9 points. It ends up being a 4-point game at halftime. Seems like Thorpe maybe grabbed a little bit of momentum back. But the way you took the floor in the second half, and again, a 26-9 scoring differential in the second 18 minutes, it really seemed like whatever you said or what the guys said to each other really stuck.
Yeah, I don't have to say a whole lot to these guys. They know kind of what's going on and what, we're playing for. We've got good leadership all year. They know when it's time to speak up themselves and kind of get everybody together. So it makes coaching pretty easy, obviously. But we got a really strong senior group. Again, our guys that came in off the bench made some really big plays. Keegan had a lot of tip-outs on offensive rebounds. Carter Seltzer came in and got some big offensive rebounds and kick-outs. So it's just a matter of everybody kind of taking advantage of their opportunity and they got it. And we had a lot of kids do that today.
And finally, Coach, a big game coming up Saturday night. And again, maybe you get a little chance tomorrow to hopefully, at least on TV or maybe listening to us, keep track of the girls at state.
Sure.
How much does that help these boys with the motivation as well, saying, we want to do what the girls are doing. We want to be in that spot as well.
Well, I think that's a big part of it. Today we had the send-off for the girls at McDonald this afternoon, and our guys got to go in the gym and kind of see that atmosphere and see, how exciting that thing can be. And we're one game away from doing that ourselves now, and that's been a goal we've had for a long time now. So to be this close, Hopefully we can take advantage of that opportunity on Saturday and get down to Madison and see what we can do.
Coach, we are looking forward to it. We'll see you Saturday night in Amory.
Great. Thank you guys for coming. I appreciate it.
Head coach Adam Schilling, we're going to take a 3.5-minute break. We've got those highlights and we've got the stats coming up as well. We'll be back in 3.5 here on the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We do officially have an opponent for McDonald Saturday night in Amory. Number 1 seed Solon Springs taking care of business over number 2 seed Hurley, 49-33 at Ashland in that sectional semifinal. And the Eagles are 26-1 overall, and they'll take on McDonald 7 o'clock in Amory on Saturday nights. McDonald taking care of business here, 52-31 winners over Thorpe. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Val Knobloch on the Max TV live stream. Dawson Halverson back at the Wilgo Studios in Halley. We'll get to your leading scores and then one final break before those second half highlights. And then we're going to have to get on the road over to Green Bay.
Yes, we are.
But
hopefully we're going to follow a plow or something,
yeah,
a salt truck.
Hopefully. Again, great to be back here in Chippewa Falls. It worked out very well for the McDonald girls and boys, both having a sectional semifinal across the street. from their school. So, again, that just worked out favorably where you didn't have to take a long bus ride anywhere here. And now they get to enjoy the fruits of victory for just a moment, but then you gotta turn your attention very quickly to the Solon Springs team. But again, it was an impressive performance by McDonald because Thorpe really, really was peaking. They were a hot team, three wins on the road coming here to a neutral site, and they looked good in the first half and looked like they were going to give McDonald everything they wanted and more.
Yes. Again, the McDonald boys did a very, very nice job on defense. The first half was all just trading baskets and almost trading turnovers. Both teams had, I think I had both teams for six turnovers in the first half, and kind of limited them down to about four apiece in the second half. So they slowed the pace down. You know, Thorpe was content on against that 1-3-1 to move the ball around, waste a lot of some time there, and just have a slow-paced game until they could get Aiden Rosemeyer open. And again, Coach Schilling switching that up to man-to-man defense was a game changer in my mind. So credit those guys for doing that. Now, like you said, they got to rest up a little bit and get ready for Saturday night. You and I got some traveling to do.
We do indeed. Again, join us at 8:25 a.m. It's a special state pregame live from the Resch Center in Green Bay, Lord willing, as we venture out down Highway 29 tonight. But looking forward to some breakfast basketball at the Resch. Your McDonald Lady Macs against unbeaten Albany, the only unbeaten team remaining are the Comets, and heard with from their coach Derek Dasher. Again, it means a lot to them. They're moving into a co-op next year, so their senior group certainly has a lot to play for, as does ours. We're looking forward to it as McDonald girls basketball trying to get their first ever win at the state tournament. 8:25 a.m. here on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM and WOGO.com live tomorrow morning. Looking at your leading scores for both sides, Aiden Rosemeyer led the way for Thorpe. He had 12 points, 10 of them before the half, held him to 2 in the second half, did the Max. Brady Stewart with 8 points. Again, he was held to 2 in the second half. 5 for Logan Hansen, 4 for Denzel Sutton, and 2 for Evan Hain. And a fine season for Coach Scott Horn and his crew. They end the season 12-15, but advancing, of course, here to a sectional semifinal. Your McDonald Max boys now 27-1 on the season. They were led tonight by Eddie Mittermeier with 21 points. He now has hit 121 threes on the season. He has 3 here tonight. 13 for Cannon Huss. Very balanced effort in both halves for Cannon. 8 for Aiden Misfelt. 6 for Keegan Galvez. And 2 for Brady Rubenzer and Miles Flanagan. We're going to take one final 3-minute break before they kick us out of the gym here at Chi High. We'll get you those second half highlights, and then we'll skedaddle and get on the road. Back in 3 to finish things up here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service, affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com.
Sometimes we make life harder than it needs to be.
Like when you rely on your sense of direction in the big city instead of using the GPS.
Recalculating.
Not using a hot pad for that pan of cookies. Trying to move that big TV by yourself.
When it comes to your prescriptions, don't do things the hard way. Skip the big box pharmacy and just head to the medicine shop. Carrying local pharmacists, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. There is a difference. Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up 3 positions. A night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. 2 Ovenworks pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team. Go Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
We finish up now the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit PostGlassandMirror.com. McDonald wins 52-31, advances to the sectional final for the right to go to state. That'll be Saturday evening at 6:30 here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Let's hear how the second half sounded before we bid you adieu from Chippewa. McDonald with an opportunity here. Keegan Galvez, left corner, drops it down to Cannon Huss. Huss spins by his man.
And
up
one.
And in for two. Hoop and hard for Huss.
Nice job there, buddy. That's what they got to do. They got to get the ball in the paint, let Cannon work.
On the lane, and he'll skip it over to Aiden Misfelt on a little bit of a wild pass. And Misfelt driving in the lane. Oh, it won't go down. Batted out by Keegan Galvez. Teddy Mittermeier, left wing, triple.
There we go. See, we've been too close to the basket.
Halverson, back of the Wogo home base in Halley. Val Knobloch and the Max TV crew, a few feet to our right. Cannon Huss straight on for three.
Got it.
And that one is right through the bottom of the net.
Nice look by Cannon. Nice shot. We needed that.
Turn out to Aiden Misfelt, and Stelter got bumped hard by Rosemeyer. Decided not to go up with the ball and back out. Run a little bit more clock. We're almost to the halfway point of the second half. Misfelt blows by two defenders. Hard at the rim.
Yes.
The basket and the foul for Aiden.
Nice take by Aiden. He saw the green grass there and just took off.
Aiden inbounds to Stewart. Stewart lines up a three, comes up short. Rebound Stelter goes up high for it. Push out to Eddie Mittermeier. Mittermeier on the run. Hard to the rack. Goes in hard. Scores.
Yeah.
Got it. And the foul.
Number four on Stewart.
Stewart picks up his fourth, and Mittermeier picks up another trip to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play. Stelter left wing. Stelter, couple test dribbles. The senior over to Eddie. Eddie off the screen from Stelter for three. Too strong. Stelter offensive rebound. Back to Eddie. He'll try another one. There it is!
Don't give him too wide open.
Carter Stelter making it happen. Eddie Mittermeier making it rain. 20 on the left wing. Beyond the arc. Mattson over to Stewart. Stewart gets by his defender. Kick out Mattson to Sutton right at the circle. Over to Rosemeyer. Rosemeyer driving baseline, trying to get the forearm out, and swatted away.
Nice
steal by Miles Flanagan. Long push ahead. Great catch. Aiden Misfelt.
Got it.
Good with the left hand. Aiden Misfelt.
Nice
that
job.
Timeout taken by Thorpe. And that's how the second half sounded. McDonald holds Thorpe to 9 points after the break. It was a four-point game at halftime, a 21-point win for McDonald. That'll do it for our broadcast here tonight. Again, join us bright and early, 8:25 a.m. special state pregame live from the Resch Center in Green Bay tomorrow morning as the Lady Macs take on Albany. Thank you to Val Knobloch. Just a few feet to our right here running the Max TV live stream. And let's run it back. Let's do it one more time on Saturday night. How about that? Looking forward to it. And thank you so much to Val for everything that he does so folks can watch and listen to these great games. Dawson Halverson, our thanks to him back at the WOGO studios in Halley. And Mark Maloney, we're going to get on the road and we're gonna run this back and do it again tomorrow morning on the girls' side.
We are. We got to get on the road, head east on 29 to Green Bay.
Well, for Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from Chippewa Falls Senior High School side of this WIAA Division 5 sectional semifinal. Once again, your final score, McDonald 52, Thorpe 31. This has been McDonald Max Boys Playoff Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
WOGO's coverage of McDonald Max Basketball has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Freeze Financial Group, River Country Co-op, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.